Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2,353. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Sometimes you make a mistake. People get fired for mistakes sometimes. And how do you discuss that in an interview? Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give this show a great review wherever you listen to it. Share it. Leave a comment. Do something that lets people know it was helpful and interesting to you. Also want to mention, I've got some great courses that are available that will help you with your job search. If you visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us/courses, there's a half a dozen courses there that will be helpful to you. And now, let's get going. Discussing a career failure in an interview is different than experiencing the career failure. After all, now you have to tell someone about this in a way that they're not, shall we say, questioning you. Find what you're saying dubious. Believe that you're giving them a line of BS. It requires that you spend a little bit of time in reflection and just sort out what really happened. Now, I'm not talking about I got let go because an organization had a restructuring. I'm talking about you screwed up, or you were accused of screwing up, or you were let go from a senior position, and you don't think it was a fault of yours. Like, for example, there's one person I coach, and he got results in his first year as a C-suite executive. He increased sales by more than 40% and, you know, significant cost reductions as well. And he still was let go. How do you talk about these situations? The answer is you start off by trying to put the other person in the position that of what's happened. So, for example, in the case of the C-suite exec, I don't know about you, but when you increase sales by 47%, most of the time you're treated as a hero. You're not let go. And that isn't what happened with me. Their expectation, their hope for me was more than 30. And I got to closer to 50. They had a different priority. The president of the firm wanted to bring in a friend of hers. And thus the idea that I failed, I don't think is valid. Clearly I'm out of a job. Clearly this is a situation where I would prefer to still be with them, but that isn't the case. I increased sales by 47%, and then you start listing your accomplishments during that period of time. Now, that's one situation that you can talk about. Another one is you did screw up, and you have to be prepared to talk about where you missed and what you learned from that experience. And I don't care what level you're at. If you screwed up, own up to it, because frankly, someone is going to out you for having done the screw up. Like when you're doing the references, why isn't she there any longer? Let her go. Why'd you let her go? She screwed up on something. So just acknowledge it. Talk about what you learned. You can use the old Thomas Watson quote that says, that talks about, you know, they cost me $100 million. No, I didn't fire them. I'm not going to let someone else take that learning to another organization. I want them working for me. They already learned that lesson, so they're not going to do it again. Well, and you can look up the quote. But the idea is you can't be defensive. You can't avoid the situation. You need to tackle it in a way that people believe you and put it in a way that says, you know, I missed a key piece. I don't know about you, but I missed this one. And most of us do at some point or another. And it's a painful lesson for me, and I'm trying to get back into this kind of role again. So just own up, move on, convey sincerity and humility. Someone will believe you. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. go to the site and go exploring. There's just going to be a lot there to help you. In addition, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule time for coaching, find out about my books and guides and courses. There's a lot there that'll help you. And if this isn't the right time for you to do that, just put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, my name, Jeff Altman, and in the notes field, put job search blog. This way you can find me on a future occasion. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great. Take care.